Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
How are you feeling at the moment?
I'm still feeling good.
Still feeling good?
I am.
If you're feeling a bit tired.
I did notice you yawn not
I did, didn't
2 minutes
I?
Ago.
I did yawn a little while ago, and I think I was lacking a bit of food. But, you know, we all feel tired at some point in time. But how do we know whether our tiredness is a problem and we should seek medical attention? Well, Natasha Yates is an associate professor of general practice at Bond University. She joins us on the line. Natasha, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thanks, Em. Thanks, Warren. Good to be here.
It's great to have you. Now, there's been some new research, I think it's come out of Ireland, about tiredness. What does it tell us?
Well, it said that 1 in 4 people presenting to their GP reported tiredness. Now, they weren't actually necessarily seeing their GP because they were tired, but it was one of the things that they mentioned to their GP. So that's huge.
1 in 4, that does seem like a lot. Is there like a usual level of tiredness that like we shouldn't be alarmed about?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think all of us know we've been living through a pandemic recently, and so all of us have a kind of baseline amount of tiredness just from having to rethink every day and work with all the different kind of changes in our lives. But yeah, that the base level of tiredness that's been going on in the community, I think, is really starting to get to a lot of people now.
How do we know when that base level of tiredness is at an acceptable level, or when it gets to, you know, say this chronic tiredness where we're just always feeling tired? Where's the delineation there?
Yeah, and look, it's such an important question. And I guess as a GP, my question to people when they say, look, I'm really tired, is to ask them how it's impacting their life. So if it's just something they go, oh, yeah, I'm tired, but, you know, I'm still pretty much able to do everything I want to do, then that's probably okay. But if it's causing frustration or distress, or, you know, there's something else that's worrying them, other symptoms that go along with it, well, then it probably is actually time to get some help for it.
What are some of the, I guess, the causes of tiredness that we should be aware of that you often see as a GP?
Well, probably the commonest cause, and this is going to sound so obvious, but it is actually probably one of the commonest causes, and that is not getting good enough sleep. People will often say, like, one of the first questions I'll ask is, okay, how are you sleeping? They'll often say, oh, look, I sleep a lot, actually. I probably sleep too much. I go to bed quite early, and I'm just not waking up feeling refreshed. And that actually is the key. So if you're sleeping but you're not waking refreshed, what that means is you might be getting quantity of sleep, but you're probably not getting quality of sleep. So poor sleep quality is probably one of the commonest things, and that might be ringing a few bells for some of our listeners right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there a way that we can, you know, alter the quality of our sleep? Are there a few things we can, you know, a checklist almost?
Yeah, certainly. Well, I think it's firstly important to make sure that you don't have something like sleep apnea, which is where you're either stopping breathing for long periods or you're just not getting enough oxygen because of just poor breathing quality. And that's something that can definitely be investigated. So a GP can organise that for you. They can come actually organise home sleep studies now, and that's really important because sleep apnea can lead to lots of other problems. But other things like, for example, if you drink alcohol particularly close towards bedtime or caffeine, that can actually interfere with your quality of sleep. So it means that even though you feel like you're asleep, if you actually measure your brain waves, you're not actually getting the nice, deep, refreshing sleep that you need.
Natasha, I'm just thinking about, you know, when you do wake up and you think, oh, you know, I've had a decent amount of sleep, but I don't necessarily feel refreshed, which you were talking about before. What impact does that have on our life that perhaps we're not aware of?
Yeah, look, great question. So, in fact, some studies have shown that when people are chronically tired, their behaviour and their ability to do things like learn or perform is similar to that of someone who has a dangerous blood alcohol level. So they might not be able to remember things. They might not be able to perform at a level that they would normally be able to. So chronic tiredness can actually be quite dangerous if not just impact your ability to do your job properly.
Natasha, are there, you know, as a result of being tired and to tired to the point where, okay, we're going to go seek help from our GP, could that be a symptom or a side effect of something more sinister?
Yes, it could. And I think that's something that's important to realize. So, you know, if you're tired, and you also have a few other things, in the background, so things that we'd call red flags, things like, for example, recurrent fevers, bleeding from places that you shouldn't, like your bowels or your gums, unexplained weight loss, breathlessness, rashes, sore joints. So I guess, you know, many, many symptoms that people might just put to the side and go, oh, that's new. But if you've got that plus feeling really tired, then it can be that there's some other concerning problem. And there are many, many other problems that can cause tiredness, apart from poor sleep. So problems with your heart, with your kidneys, diabetes is a really, really common cause. And I guess one of the take-home things is that if you have had this kind of grumbling along in the background and you're thinking, gosh, this is really starting to impact on my life, or I've got other symptoms that are there, then it's worth just going and getting those other things ruled out.
I think this is a really good and important conversation, Natasha, because I'm finding that a lot of people that I interact with, you know, there seems to be this general thing of, oh, look, I'm just exhausted or I'm just tired. And it's almost as though we don't analyze it and we just accept it as a part of our day-to-day life. And like you mentioned, you know, as a result of the couple of years of pandemic, and we're all exhausted from that. And I think we tend to use that as an excuse, really, to, you know, to rationalize why we are tired. So if someone is feeling tired, would you say just head off to your GP, get that checkup?
Yeah, I would. Look, I'd say it's worth getting checked. There are a couple of things that you can do at home as well, just to kind of see on a scale of, you asked about a checklist earlier. You know, we quite enjoy checklists. As doctors, I know a lot of people like doing online scoring systems. So there are a couple that we actually do use that have got really good clinical evidence for them. One is called the Epworth Sleepiness Scale. And that's just a series of questions about how likely you are to fall asleep in any given situation. So, for example, while you're sitting watching TV, are you likely to doze off? A bit more serious, like if you're driving your car, how likely are you to doze off? And you can just Google that, the Epworth Sleepiness Scale, work out what your score is, and it will tell you if your score is at a concerning level. Another one that actually looks specifically for sleep apnea that we were talking about before is called the Stop-Bang Score, STOP-BANG. And again, you can just Google that, do it online, and it's really helpful. If you get a high-ish result for either of those, take that score in to see your GP, because that will kind of go half the distance to them knowing that this is a little bit more serious.
Natasha, great to chat with you. Thank you so much for joining us on Joy Drive today.
My pleasure, Warren. Thanks, Em.
Thank you. That's Natasha Yates, Associate Professor of General Practice at Bond University. And of course, those sites were the Epworth Sleepiness Score and the Stop Bang Score. You can Google those.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.